Early voting begins Monday in Arkansas in advance of the November 3rd presidential election. At Northwest Arkansas polling stations and vote centers, along with a fleet of election officials and volunteer poll workers, we can also expect more poll watchers this election cycle. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, given this controversial election, poll watchers will also be watched.
The Arkansas State Board of Election Commissioners promotes fair and orderly elections through education, training, assistance, and distributing funds to counties during state-supported political general, primary, nonpartisan, judicial, and special elections. The board also monitors for election misconduct and election law violations. Chris Madison, staff attorney for the board, says election observers, or poll watchers, the official term, have certain authority.
In a polling location, you're going to have your poll workers. Those are election officials appointed by the county election commission, or if it's early voting, by the county clerk, if the county clerk is conducting early voting. You also have your voters who are present to present and vote, and then you have those that are authorized to be there. Poll watchers are one of those that can be authorized to be present.
Madison says prospective poll watchers must fill out paperwork and file it with county clerks for approval.
And the reason that it requires this form is that a poll watcher has the ability to challenge a voter's eligibility to vote.
Registered political parties and candidates are allowed to have one poll watcher per polling station. Candidates can also authorize a representative to watch for them. Also allowed are authorized representatives of a group seeking passage or defeat of a ballot measure.
If you have access to a computer, you can go to the Arkansas State Board of Election Commissioners, and on our forms tab, forms and checklists, middle way down is the poll watcher authorization form that lays out all of the rights and responsibilities and the actual form that must be completed to be a poll watcher.
Unlike poll workers, poll watchers are not required to be registered voters in places they are monitoring, Madison says, or even residents. Poll watchers, however, are constrained from simply showing up and wandering around polling stations where, until the close of elections, they are only allowed to observe voters checking in.
They should be allowed to be within earshot. As you're aware, a voter, when they present, they're required to state their name, address, and date of birth out loud when they present. And the purpose of that is so the poll watcher can overhear the name and check to make sure this person hasn't previously voted or is outside of the district.
Poll watchers are able to compare voters' intake information with online public registration data. If they witness an anomaly, they can object, triggering an investigation. Madison says poll watchers with political interests can also note missing voters to contact. Poll watchers cannot be within 6 feet of any voting machine or voting booth. Talk to voters inside polling locations or within 100 feet of polling place primary entrances. Electioneering, however, is allowed to take place outside that perimeter, Madison says.
Anytime voters are presenting in person to vote, poll watchers can be there. In fact, one of the nuanced differences is that candidates themselves can be present during early voting and, you know, basically be a poll watcher for themselves, but they cannot be a poll watcher on actual election day. That's kind of a fallout from the law where, you know, predominantly, historically, everybody voted on election day, and early voting was such a small number.
Poll watchers who represent a candidate or political party may also be present during ballot counts by machine or hand. They may also observe absentee and mail-in ballot processing to make sure they are fairly and accurately counted. Watchers may also, with permission from election officials, have the right to inspect any or all ballots during counting for errors. This election, both President Trump and son Donald Trump Jr. have issued calls to action, asking supporters to watch polls, creating, quote, an army for Trump's election security operation to countervail what they expect to be widespread voter fraud.
If you have people showing up that are interfering with voters accessing the poll or are creating a disturbance such that it's interfering with the operation of the poll, then poll supervisors are encouraged to contact local law enforcement.
Arkansas is currently a Republican stronghold in the 2016 presidential election. Slightly over 60% of voters chose Trump, with nearly 40% for Hillary Clinton. Of 75 counties, only 8 are Democratic majority, located in central and southeast Arkansas. Jennifer Price is director of elections for Washington County, where nearly 51% voted for Trump in 2016.
You know, we want to make that very clear that, you know, if someone just happens to come to the polls and, you know, expresses the thought that, well, I heard this in a debate or I heard that we should come and monitor that, they will be asked to leave because they're not authorized to be at the polling location. So we only, you know, are expecting those who are authorized poll watchers with that form signed by the county clerk. If it is not signed by the county clerk, they will also be asked to leave as well.
Price says she expects poll watchers to begin showing up this Monday, October 19th, when early voting begins, and she trusts the process.
You know, we've always been so open and honest and accessible to everyone, you know, about how the process works, that we hope that, you know, the voters in Washington County still have that faith in us to know that we will conduct elections the way they are supposed to be conducted.
Price is also aware that Arkansas is an open carry state, and certain poll watchers may carry weapons into polling locations.
The ones that would allow that. So, for instance, here at the courthouse, even though it will be a polling location, the courthouse does not allow someone to carry a weapon in. And so there are just a limited number of polling locations where that is something that would be allowed.
Price says Washington County Election Commission has undergone training in order to prepare for any situation this election cycle. Chris Madison says poll watchers should immediately report any interference they observe to their election administrators. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
We've provided a link to the State Board of Election Commissioners' authorized poll watcher registration form at ozarksatlarge.com.